At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Everybody, it's another episode of NMR. It's your mother, John, here with...
Oh, your father, Darren, here to...
We did it right this time.
Did we? I almost thought I was going to make a mistake, and I didn't. I think it's when I intro that I make a mistake. But, John, this is our last episode before actual Halloween, because I think our next NMR is going to air
on Halloween.
So right. I feel like we can at least talk about our spooky season plans.
Yeah, let's get right into something, because we teased this on last week's NMR that went to Patreon. By the way, if you want an NMR every single week, sign up for our Patreon. You can sign up for the best friend status or above, and you'll get an episode every single week. You'll have the public feed and the Patreon feed. But in our NMR from last week, we were going to tease a little bit about our favorite Halloween candy. Darren, let's talk about our favorite Halloween candy and why yours is so disgusting. Why don't you take the first kind of approach here about what your favorite Halloween candy is?
Okay, so you asked me what it was. Well, first off, I said Butterfingers were underrated.
Which is true.
Which they are.
I agree
Which
with
they
you.
Are. They're yes. I feel like they're always like last in the barrel for
it's
people
true.
To take. People, well, for some reason, I don't know if they're turned off by the coloring.
I know what it is.
Because it's like neon Cheeto orange in there. And like, it's a little fair.
Fair. I will say this. When you eat a Butterfinger, unlike most other candies, it's a little bit of a commitment. And here's why. When you eat a Butterfinger, it's getting in your teeth, right?
It sticks. It sticks and around for a little bit. You're
exactly.
right.
And it's a little, I'm not going to say dry necessarily. I don't know if that's the right word, but you know, the whatever flakiness, the wafer, whatever that is in a Butterfinger.
Butter?
Is it? Oh my God, is it? No. Well, I mean, is there butter?
Okay, look it up. There has to be butter.
We're like, what is the butter? And you know, it gets stuck into the crevices of your teeth. By the way, probably a really bad candy if you have like, you know, cavities or you're a young kid that's trying not to get cavities. So I think that's why. Okay, Darren has an update.
It consists, from Wikipedia itself, it consists of a layered crisp peanut butter core.
Oh, duh, of course, peanut butter.
Covered in a chocolatey coating. It is not eligible to be referred to as chocolate, as it contains no cocoa butter. And it was invented in 1923. And a popularity contest chose the name. I don't think I knew that it was peanut butter, although it does make sense, of course, why it's dry, because to me it's a little bit... Obviously, with the chocolate, it's like sweeter than peanut butter. So like it does make sense that it is that.
Peanut butter.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. Let me ask you this. Do you remember in the 90s, the whole Bart Simpson, don't lay a finger on my
Butterfinger? Of course. Yeah,
that was a good time. But it's not Butterfinger that you've said is your number one. And by the way, if you watch our NMR or our full episodes on Patreon or YouTube for the next few weeks, you'll notice that in Darren's background, her spooky Halloween room that I've made for her, there's a whole can of full-sized Butterfinger candy bars. So do stop by Darren's this Halloween.
Yes, do stop by if you want your underrated candy. But in truth, I said it was underrated. It wasn't my favorite, even though I do think it's good and underrated. Yeah. It's like class. Like, listen, I love a Reese's Pieces. I love
Reese
it.
Peeny,
like,
yeah.
Reese Peeny. I love it. I love it. But you're asking me a Halloween candy. Like, that's specific to me. It's not just like a Kit Kat, because you're not asking my favorite candy. You're asking Halloween candy. And then it's going to be candy corn. But here's also the thing about candy corn is I feel this way about Red Vines as well.
I remember,
which are also my favorite licorice. I need them to be a little stale. I don't want the fresh pack. You know
when you see a train
hit a wall.
Something
that's been open. Yes.
You know when you see a train hit a wall and like the first impact is a lot and then the next car. No, then the next car kind of smashes and then one after the other and you just can't
turn
away.
Domino effect. Right.
This is you saying candy corn followed by Red Vines followed by stale. I mean, what is appetizing?
They're better stale. And you know what? My brother and my mom agree. In fact, there was a candy that I loved. Oh, so it
must be true. Yeah.
Are you arguing with Zooey? Yes or no?
I would never. I would never.
Yes or no, John?
No, I would say never. Hold on. We have to make sure we get a Zooey's notes.
And here are Zooey's notes.
Okay. And this is a Zooey note. Okay. Because there was a candy. I don't even know if we can call it candy. It might have been a cookie.
Oh, she's getting proper, guys.
Okay. It's hard to say, but it's there. I have to look up the name. I want to say they're called snow cones, but they're not. But it's essentially like a sugar cone wafer, like almost, but it's not sugar.
And then
the ice cream is a marshmallow. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I love those. Yes, yes, yes.
Obsessed. My mom used to get them as kids. They sell them on Amazon. I've gotten them by the tub before. That's all you need to know. But when they come, right? My mom was like, I can't believe you're ordering these. When they come, the marshmallow is always a little stale, and that's the best.
I was going to say, before...
Marshmallows stale are the best.
I agree with you. I love a Peeps. I know they're very controversial.
I love a peep. Yep.
And I will say, a 1.5 day old stale opened package Peep, just the texture.
You want it a little... I don't want it...
You want a little chew.
I don't want gooey. Chew. I want a little chew.
Yeah, and so I feel you on that.
Zooey's notes, or she would agree with us, excuse me, about having it be stale. And my brother, certainly, because we're red vine connoisseurs, need a little stale. And that's how I feel about the corn, my friend. That's how I feel about the corn.
The candy corn's a whole other... Like, I can't even go down that path.
You never were into it. People don't like it. Or they either love it or they hate it.
The consistency of it... the waxiness, I really don't fuck with that. I know
I
you
love
do
that.
Like that.
It's like, and I don't love, teeth. I love it.
That's the, oh God, I could almost like get sick thinking about it. I really don't like it. And I'm sorry if anyone out there loves candy corn, then you need to probably get
offended right now. Yeah, they're definitely offended.
I'm going to tell you mine, but I just want to say, I think we've had this conversation before. Are you also the Hydrox cookie over the Oreo person? Hydrox cookies over Oreos?
Because
your red vines over Twizzlers is what I'm hearing. So
I don't have enough. If I'm going to buy a cookie, it's very rarely an Oreo type.
Interesting.
Very rare. But in general, I like when sweets are a little stale. Sorry.
But do you like?
Sorry.
I'm asking though. Have you ever had Hydrox? Like the
I've had
brand?
Them before, okay. And they taste a little bit more cardboardy. Is how I guess I would describe it. Which I actually don't mind that taste because which is a little counterintuitive because candy corn is so sweet. I don't like to be overwhelmed by. I don't like too much sweet, which I feel like the stalest cuts it a little. And an Oreo is like very sweet, so I think I'd prefer cardboard over not.
You're so right about this because Oreo cookies have so many calories in them. Like if you look at how much sugar, it's really crazy. They are really good though, I must say. An Oreo dunked into milk, and I don't even like milk that much, but oh my God, so good. So I'm going to tell you my two faves. If you're watching our full episode this Sunday, I've updated my background. I liked my background last week, but I didn't love it. I added some things. One of the things I added are full-sized Reese cups.
Gotta have the king background. Size. Are they king size? Okay.
They are not king size in my image, but if I were to give out
out the big kahunas.
The big king size, of course, 100%.
Right, because you're not, right. Like, yeah, who's giving out the small ones? I'm like,
yeah. Are you trying to ruin Halloween? Come on now.
Give me the king size.
Right. So that's my number one. But you know what's a very close runner-up for me that is only available seasonally? And it's not necessarily a candy, but have you ever had the Little Debbie? I've probably talked about this on the show before, so apologies. But Little Debbie Pumpkin Delights.
Pumpkin Delights.
Run, don't walk to your local grocer. These Pumpkin Delights, I sound like Stefan from SNL, who's like,
they look
the
terrifying.
Hottest club.
I'm not going to.
Yeah, let me tell them what you see.
Looking it up because I thought they were going to be like the little like Christmas cakes. My mom used to have them in my lunch, I thoroughly enjoyed.
Yeah.
These are terrifying jack-o'-lantern cookies and if you've ever seen a billboard or trailer for that movie, The Smile, where it's like Jack Nicholson's son, like smiling like this, like the Joker, that's what the cookie is.
It kind of does look like
that. Is it caramel in the...
So, I'm not actually...
spiced? It's,
tell us.
Excuse me, John. Excuse me. I would know.
Go ahead.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I'm going to... This is the product details for everyone to know.
Sure, sure.
Pumpkin season has begun, and a Little Debbie's seasonal favorite is back for a limited time. Pumpkin Delights are a soft, delicious cookie stuffed with spiced pumpkin jam, reminiscent of homemade pumpkin pie.
My eyes are welling up.
It's got ingredients such as pumpkin puree made from American-grown pumpkins, molasses, and spices.
Slay.
So, supposed to be a tradition to remain in any household.
Mood. And let me tell you that. Something. Mood. Let me tell you this.
Mood. Mid. Mood.
My household, it is a tradition, okay? To the point where, and here's how fat I am.
They're terrifying looking, though. They're terrifying.
They are terrifying. It looks like if a, you know when jack-o'-lanterns kind of rot after about 3 or 4 weeks and their mouths are all rotten looking? That's
it looks like Jack Skeleton from Jack Skellington, Nightmare Before Christmas. Yes. Looks like X-Man. Yes,
but exactly. Will you do me a favor? Will you go out and buy a box of these and just try them? They're only like $2. They're not
Are you
that
like
much.
Shilling? Like, do you invest in Little
yes,
Debbie?
Yes, I've
like,
invested. By the way, do you know I am invested in Little Debbie? No, but I'm just saying like, I don't, everyone talks about the Christmas cakes that come around every year. I get the appeal. Don't get me wrong. It's just, that's not what I'm looking for.
You want a pumpkin delight.
The pumpkin delights just hit. They smack, if you will.
You also love a pumpkin flavor.
I do.
You get
I
a pumpkin
do.
Spiced in late August.
I do. That's a true That's a true statement as well. I have backed off on the pumpkin flavor a little bit. What did I just have recently that was like, oh, it was the Coffee Mate pumpkin spice creamer. A little bit too heavy on the spice. Anyway, guys, go try a pumpkin delight.
Okay.
They actually label them as cookies, actually.
They're like cookies.
A gooey, soft cookie, technically.
Right.
But they're just so good with like a cup of tea or like a chai tea. I'm telling you.
What do you mean, England?
Life-changing. I know.
A cup
exactly.
of coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you doing?
Darren, we're going to do, I want to do some like Halloween trivia with you in just a moment, but I want you to tell everybody, because I have some Halloween trivia that I have made from a Halloween party that I emceed recently. I'll tell you more about that.
Yeah, let's end on that. I wanted to tell you about my weekend. Okay. So, well, the first thing is, can we all just have a collective celebratory moment of appreciation and silence for the Yankees? The New York Yankees.
Sure, sure.
Going to the World Series for the first time since I was a senior, thank you, in college, where we beat the Phillies, thank you, which was 2009. So it has been 15 years since my beloved men have been to the series. And this year, my friend, we are playing, I think it's been like 64 years in the making, we're playing the LA Dodgers. In the World Series.
Wow, I didn't even realize it was the Dodgers. Hold on, I have a sound effect. It might be loud. Be prepared. Did it come through?
Didn't even hear it.
Great, awesome. Gotta love cool. the technology.
That was so
here.
Loud.
That was
so
meant
loud.
To be a ding, an exciting ding. That's really
I'm so
exciting.
Excited. I was because, freaking out in my apartment when we won.
Now, the Dodgers were up against the Mets recently
to
get a place in the World Series. And one of my best friends...
Yeah, sorry. Yankees were up against the Guardians. Sorry.
That's right. No, that's okay. I was just going to say one of my best friends is a huge Mets fan, and this was the furthest they've gone in a long time or something. And then
they looked good. They looked good.
Yeah,
but
they
at
did.
The end, you know, I think, you know, it was meant to be that the Yankees and the Dodgers kind of ended up together.
Right.
It's going to be very exciting for me because obviously those are my top two teams.
Right.
So it's going to be great and I can't wait for it. And I will certainly be talking about it nonstop for the next like week and a half. So.
Well, speaking of like spooky things, if you would ever want to perform an exorcism on me, I feel like it would be right now. Like when
you
talk about sports,
baseball?
Like, yeah, when you talk about sports, I just feel like my body starts shaking and then
but
like,
you
the
like
demons
tennis.
Start coming through.
So you like tennis.
Oh, is tennis baseball?
Sport?
Really quick, let me
sport.
Check.
You said sports. You said sports.
Okay, I like one sport.
That's
all
sport.
Other sports. All
you like
sports.
Hobby horse. You like hobby horse.
I would like to watch you play hobby horse. That's my.
Okay.
That's the extent of my hobby
that's
horse.
That's Patreon exclusive.
Yeah.
But Johnny boy, I think I texted you or I put it on my Instagram story. I maybe
you
responded. Okay, because I went to Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios this last weekend.
Without me, Thursday, which was really hard to handle.
Deliberately without him. Deliberately. I went with Rot and her wife. And the I went to the Queen Mary one maybe like 3 weeks ago, a month ago, whenever I did that one. But the Universal one is the production value is so high.
Yeah,
they had different houses. They had A Quiet Place, which we went to first, which I think is what you responded on my Instagram. That was really, really good. And there was 8 houses and tons of different experiences. It was very, you should go.
I have to say, I usually do. I haven't, or not usually, I've been there a few times, I should say. I haven't been to the one in LA, though. I bet that one might be a little bit higher production value just because it's LA.
Well, they had some of them in the, I thought of you, Rot and I did, because they had some of the mazes or whatever you call them, houses. And it was in Harry Potter World. And we got to like, we had access, we had like free access. So we went to like Mario Land.
Oh, I really want to go to that. I haven't been there yet. Yeah.
Did all those things. But yeah, we were in a Harry Potter world for a while and we were thinking about you for sure.
Well, I want to just tell everyone I was jump scared recently because I was flicking through Instagram stories as one does. And, you know, it's people's babies. It's fall weather. It's gorgeous autumnal settings across the Appalachians.
Pumpkin carving. Yeah,
it's pumpkin carving. Appalachia. And pumpkin spice. Well, I'm just flicking through minding my own business. The next thing I click is Darren's story, which is a demon the whole size of the whole phone, which, by the way, I have a 16 Pro Max, which is like 7 inches.
And it was huge.
All I see is this gigantic demon screaming at me while the light strobes behind it. And that's all her story is. There's no other context. This one story is just a demon strobing
in the
darkness.
I'm not even sure I tagged Halloween Horror. I was just like,
no,
here I am.
It was just an image of you and like no context of like where you are. Like, were you being abducted and eaten? I don't know.
Did you see the Megan story too?
Yes. And then the Megan story. Well, after I settled down.
This is where you run. And everyone's like screaming and frantic. And you just see me like, walking through.
But it was just like literally I wrote to Darren right that moment. I was like, wait, this actually scared me because I was like watching like, you know, people drink coffee and having chai lattes and eating pumpkin delights. Anyway, it looked really terrifying. I hope you had a good time.
It was very fun. You know, yeah. I mean, like, I don't, because you kind of know what to expect and there's so many people, you're not as like freaked out as you want to be. Like, it's certainly that
true.
I mean, some people get freaked out. It was great, and it was fun. The Weeknd, in terms of the artist, the musical artist, The Weeknd, had his own maze.
Remember, I was telling you how crazy it was a couple years ago.
Which played with, like, his music. It wasn't my favorite maze, wasn't my favorite house. I thought the production value was actually kind of low. But let me tell you, if you're going to go, you got to get the fast pass. There's literally
1,000%. You can't enjoy it without the fast pass.
You have to.
Did you see the part? Hopefully this doesn't spoil it for anybody, but there's a part in The Weeknd's haunted house is what I call it, where there's like a full body version of him, like sitting in like an electric chair or something. And then he just like, and it all like explodes. And I'm like, is this like, What about brand awareness? Like, is this good? Like, does The Weeknd want to see himself exploding on an electric chair?
He's got weird.
Yeah, it is a weird thing.
The idol was so weird on Max. Did that whole face bandage thing for a while.
Yeah.
I think his brand is just weird. And I don't mean it pejoratively. I feel like
it's just different.
That's
true,
you know?
Actually. You're probably right. Yeah.
I feel like a Billie Eilish house could be really cool, though.
Ooh.
You know,
wait,
like the
like
when we all fall asleep, where do we go?
Yeah,
like that would be
dope,
I think.
Oh,
and so they
call.
Really should.
Are you listening, Billie Eilish representatives? Darren wants a cut.
Are you listening, Billie Eilish?
Are you listening, Billie Eilish?
Are you listening? And I also wanted to tell you guys that, well, first off, I'm going to Austin tomorrow, actually. Texas.
What are you doing there?
I'm interviewing Hoda and Jenna. They're going to do a round of shows in Austin. And so this is dropping on Thursday, October 24th. If you happen to be listening on Thursday, October 24th, and you can stay up, please watch my interview on E! News, which is at 11 p.m. on both coasts. 11 p.m. I'm going to be interviewing Hoda and Jenna. So it's going to air Thursday. If not, I have an interview coming up probably with Hoda, which is going to be a one-on-one, which I'm super excited about.
What?
Yeah, I'm doing that in Austin as well. She's doing like this wellness retreat, so I'm going there.
Love.
But let me also say, I watched a really good documentary, three parts, that came recommended to me. Not a murder, okay. Like, but true
this
crime.
This is NMR after all. Yep.
It is called Anatomy of Lies. Have you heard about this, John?
I have heard about this.
And you are sighing because you're going to go home after this podcast recording and watch it immediately, or because you're not another documentary that Darren's making
watch? No. I'll just say that this person overlaps with my personal career, my personal job at the moment. And so there's some things I have to be mindful about in terms of talking about this. Yeah.
Can you tell me after? Because that's fabulous. But for those who haven't heard, for those who haven't heard the story, it is about a writer, Elizabeth Finch. Everyone called her Finchy, lesbian, who kind of worked her way up. She was on True Blood. She worked her way up into different. She's a writer, worked her way up kind of in Hollywood, dreamed to work on Grey's Anatomy, finally gets to start writing episodes. But essentially, and this is out in the news, because I definitely think everyone should watch the documentary. But essentially, it's like Munchausen, but she's more so like absorbing everyone else's medical stories, making them her own, and then turning them into scripts. So she's kind of like medically appropriating other people's lives.
Right. That's a good way to put it.
In a weird way, or like one-upping someone for attention. You know, just like if someone had this happen, then all of a sudden she's like, yeah, that happened to me and happened to my brother and I'm doing this. And it's made terrible allegations about her, about a lot of people, including former employees on Vampire Diaries who got fired because of it subsequently for Me Too, as well as her brother, which she has yet to retract those statements, from public life. But it's a really, really good doc. It shows you the depths of how a lie can go. And I will say, I don't want to give too much away, but there obviously is one other direct victim. It's not just that she appropriated these stories, because it's not like anyone thinks Grey's is real. So it's not like, oh, you're claiming that this is this. It's more so the lives that she sort of destroyed in the process of this, and all of her lives around her family. And there is her one partner that she has a particularly terrifying story, especially from a woman's point of view, that I think is definitely worth checking out and definitely worth watching. Yeah. So Anatomy of Lies. And then, sorry, one last thing, because I watched it last night. Woman of the Hour.
Yeah.
Oh, Anatomy of Lies is on Peacock.
Right.
Woman of the Hour is on Netflix. Scripted movie. Quick watch, hour and a half. Anna Kendrick stars in it, but it is the story of Rodney Alcala, who we have actually discussed on Martini's and Murder as well as here, who went on the dating game, serial killer who went on the dating game, went on the date with who Anna Kendrick plays, and ultimately kind of gets caught by this wayward teen. Great for a scripted show, which I tend to not really like, as I was mentioning about the Ryan Murphy. I just got recommended this, and it was kind of so quick. Really good acting in it. I thought it was really good and really eye-opening, and especially as a woman, kind of makes you think like what you would do if you were in that situation. So just wanted to recommend Woman of the Hour on Netflix and Anatomy of Lies on Peacock.
Love it. Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Well, let's wrap up this week's spooky-ish episode. Okay. Now, a couple weekends ago, I was the trivia MC at a friend's Halloween party that they asked me to be an MC for, which I loved. We did like 12 little Halloween party trivia type of questions. And Darren, you're going to be put on the spot and play the game with me. And let's see how many you can get. And you guys playing along at home, see if you can guess the right answers here and let us know how many out of 12 you got right. Now, maybe
did you create these or did you get them from online?
I got them online, but I kind of like curated them into three different.
I was going to say you vetted the best ones, I'm assuming.
I think so. Yeah, the best ones. I have four that are Halloween themed, four that are horror movie television themed, and then four that are just fall/autumn themed.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's try it. Okay. Question number one, these first four are Halloween, and you guys play along at home and let us know how well you did after you're done. And don't cheat. Don't look it up and don't use ChatGPT. Okay, what is the most commercially successful Halloween costume of all time? This is multiple choice, by the way.
Okay, thank you.
Is it ghost, witch, mummy, or vampire?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Was the first question. Witch, mummy, or vampire? I'm going to say vampire.
Hold on. Let me just make sure I have the right.
You can't hear the sound effect.
I know.
And I'm going to not.
Hear that?
You know, you sound like you're underwater now.
Hold on. The sound effect is
perfect. I'm hearing music, but it's underwater.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, now I can.
I hit the wrong one. The music. Oh. Okay, how about this? Can you hear this?
It just says, well, that's what it sounds like to me.
Okay, I got to work on these sound
I'm imagining
effects.
It's wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong. The answer is wrong. It's actually witch. Sorry to tell you.
Witch. Okay, that makes sense.
Okay. Okay, second question. Which famous American author and poet died under mysterious circumstances in October 1849? Just days before Halloween? Was it Ernest Hemingway, Arthur Miller, Edgar Allan Poe, or Charlotte Bronte?
Edgar Allan Poe.
Correct.
Woo!
Let's see, you're zero, one for two.
Yes, great.
Number three. What sweet treat was originally called chicken feed when it was originally produced in 1880s?
Okay.
Mike and Ike's, candy corn, your favorite, Rice Krispie treats, or Tootsie Rolls?
I think candy corn.
It's candy corn.
Yeah. Makes
gross.
Sense.
Yeah, it's gross. It should chicken, chicken should eat it, not
humans. Chicken feed is a tough,
tough sell.
It's a tough sell for a
chicken
candy.
Chicken should eat it and not humans. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
It's a tough sell.
Fourth question. In Bram Stoker's original 1897 novel, Dracula, what country does the vampire Dracula come from? Hungary, Russia, Estonia, or Romania?
Oh, God.
Hungary?
Romania?
Correct. It's Romania.
Okay.
And if you guys remember last year's Halloween special, Spooktacular, we went to Romania and a lot of spooky things happened. If you remember
yes,
that?
Yes, we did. Yes,
yeah.
By the way,
there's a my neighbor's recently moved in and there's a child screaming at the top of his lungs for effect, for Halloween effect.
Why not? Yeah, why not?
Why not, right? Okay, a couple more here. Now we're moving into horror movies and television, Darren.
Okay.
Which horror movie franchise, not individual movie, but franchise, is the highest grossing of all time? Is it the Halloween franchise? Is it Friday the 13th? Is it Saw? Or is it Scream? A collection of those movies. Which one is the highest grossing? Halloween? Friday
Gosh.
The 13th?
Saw? I'm going to say, I could be any of them. I'm going to say Saw.
Unfortunately, that is incorrect. Do you want to try one more? Try another one?
Friday the 13th, or is it Scream?
It's Halloween. It's Halloween.
I never would have guessed that. That's kind of crazy that it's Halloween, actually. Only because I would figure that Scream would be more commercial, and so would Saw, because they made like eight of them.
Yeah, I know. That's what I thought too. But I guess there's been a lot of those Halloween movies now too.
I guess. I think I've just like only thought about it as like a couple of them, not all of them. Anyway,
I agree.
That makes sense though.
Okay, number six here. Which horror movie was the first to be nominated for an Academy Award? The Exorcist, Halloween, The Omen, or Carrie? Tough, kind of a tough one, right?
The Exorcist?
Correct.
All right.
By the way, Darren,
my gut was saying. I was thinking The Shining, but Exorcist.
I was going to put that in there, but it felt maybe a little too obvious. But by the way, guys, Darren has just showed me her hand. She is not ChatGPTing this.
I'm not ChatGPTing this. Nope.
Unless you're using your voice mode. Anyway, question seven. Here's a good one. Now, this has to do with my movie poster on my wall on our virtual background here. What is the first name of the black cat featured in the classic Halloween movie Hocus Pocus? Is his name Salem, Thackeray, Thaddeus, or Thickeray?
Thackeray?
That's correct. Yes, good job.
I knew it wasn't Salem because that's the teenage witch
Sabrina,
one.
Sabrina, sure.
Sabrina, yes. Okay.
Okay. Last one here for horror movies and TV. In the Harry Potter series, you might not know this one. In the Harry Potter series, which ghost is known to haunt the girls' bathroom? Is it Peeping Mary, the Gray Lady?
No.
Floating Floral?
No.
Or Moaning Myrtle?
Moaning Myrtle.
Okay,
I know
that
one. Moaning Myrtle.
That's right.
I actually remember it from the movies more than
I do
the books.
Yeah, that's fair. By the way, Peeping Mary and Floating Floral, I made those up. Okay,
amazing.
Here we go.
I could tell, sweetie. Yeah. I could tell.
These last four are fall themed and they are true or false. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, true or false? Leaves change colors in the fall because the trees stop producing carotenoid phylaxis. True or false?
Whatever it is, James.
That's true. You're right. No, you're right, is what I mean. It is true that it is false.
I would figure it because of the temperatures, but I don't know.
Well, it actually, they stop producing chlorophyll. So, and it does have to do with the temperatures and the sunlight specifically. They stop creating chlorophyll. So good job. By the way, carotenoids phylaxis, made it up.
Yeah.
I couldn't even say it. I can tell.
You were like, yeah.
Ba-da-boom. Here we go, everybody. True or false, Darren, pumpkins are fruits. True or false?
Well, they have seeds.
True.
And I guess like a gourd, technically, but like zucchinis have seeds and they don't, you know, squash. Fruits,
technically, you know,
pumpkins have seeds. Well, not seeds, but you know what I mean? Like kind of seeds, but not inside, like, I'm going to say yes.
True? Yes, as in true.
Yes, as
that's
in
correct. They are fruits. Now, here's just an like interesting us. One. True or false? A pumpkin is technically classified as a berry. True or false? What makes up a berry?
Honestly, I would say false because I've never heard that before. But like, because I've never heard that before, I feel like it could be true. But I'm going to say false.
False? According to ChatGPT, it's true. It's technically true. Darren's looking it up. Listen, one last one here.
Is a pumpkin a berry? Yeah.
Go ahead. Let us know what it says. Go ahead.
Yes.
Yes.
A pumpkin is a berry. It's a type of berry called the pepo, which is a botanical term for fruits with a hard rind and many seeds that come from the gourd family.
Sounds a little sexual, but let's go.
Got some
the
big berries
question.
Out in the hallway out in my fucking
That's
apartment
right.
building, but okay.
The final question here, you've done a really good job. You've gotten most of these right, which is impressive.
Thank you.
True or false, the state that produces the most pumpkins every year is California. True or false? Now, California is a very big state. There's some farmland involved. Magic, by the way, is also screaming. So there's just like a lot going on over here.
It's a lot of things we produce. Sure. I'll say yes. True.
It's actually false.
What state is it?
The state that produces the most pumpkins every year is actually Illinois. Surprisingly. Huh. Yeah.
Good to know. Well, that's very interesting. I learned something today. So thank you for that, John.
You're welcome. Now, do you want to do the tiebreak, even though you're not competing? Just the tiebreak question?
I want to see if I can end on a positive.
And this connects to everything we were talking about today, actually, which I didn't prepare. I didn't even realize. So earlier today, Darren, which was actually a couple weeks ago, I bought the following products. This is sort of a Price is Right type of thing. I bought a Grande pumpkin. And don't be looking this up.
I'm not looking it up.
Let's see the hands. All right. I bought a Grande pumpkin spice latte with oat milk, a pack of pumpkin spiced Swiss cake rolls, which were so gross, I threw them out.
Okay, $98.
And a 12-pack of Diet Coke cans. What is the
minis or the fulls? The minis
fulls,
or the fulls?
The fulls. The fulls.
Okay, the fulls.
What is
we know
the
you
total,
love a mini.
What is the total of these three purchases before tax? The team that this was for the game, the team that gets closest wins, but these are not Price is Right rules. You can go over. You just need
where
to
did you
the
get
closest.
These?
Where did
Actually, you get the
Diet
Coke?
It was at a Dollar General in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, near my apartment.
Where you got the.
Well, where I got the
Diet
pumpkin
Coke
spice
and
Swiss rolls and the 12 pack of Diet Coke. Yes.
Okay.
Now, the Grande pumpkin spice latte with oat milk was from Starbucks.
Of course.
Right. Because I don't fuck with Dunkin' Donuts like that. So what's your guess, Darren? I will tell you this. Yeah. The two teams that had to do this, one team got within $1.20. The other team got within 15 cents.
Whoa.
Which was
okay.
really impressive. Yeah. So what do you
That's
think?
Impressive. That's impressive. Yeah. I'm going to say $22.75.
Okay.
Meaning
$2,275.
$22.75 is my final answer.
Okay, the final answer. You're very close, but you're off by. Wait.
Here we go. We'll be here all day, people. He's trying to do the math. Here we go.
Oh, I was like, wait, I messed this up.
It's probably 2276. And he's like, you're way off, Darren. You're just you're way off.
Let me
you're
count way,
you aren't even in the ballpark.
You were off by exactly $5. It was $18.75.
That's really cheap.
That's pretty good, though. That's pretty good.
Because I was thinking the Grande was like $8. And then I was thinking maybe the Susie cakes were like $2.99, right? That's Susie 11. Cakes. And I was thinking maybe the whatever the thing is. And then I was thinking maybe the Diet Coke was like 10.
Well, here, I'll tell you. The pumpkin spice latte with oat milk before tax was $8.50.
Okay, so I had that right. Okay.
The Swiss cake rolls were $3.15.
Okay, so I said $2.99.
Yeah, that was close.
I said $2.99. So now, I was off of the Diet Coke. I was thinking 10. In my mind $10, because if you're getting 12, I was thinking,
yeah.
It's not going to be a dollar a can, but it'll be almost a dollar a can.
It was $6.95.
That's a great price for 12.
Steal.
If you're getting the big boys, getting the big boys. So that's where I was wrong. That was the Diet Coke, everything else, all the math.
I'm sorry. I just want to correct myself here just to be clear. The other people's guess was $18.75. The actual total was $18.60. So they were the ones off by 15 cents.
Got it. Got it.
Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the game. Yeah, and hope everyone listening, let us know what your guess was as
your
well.
Your grocery bills are.
Yeah, exactly. Should I move to your town and have cheaper groceries? Let me know. All right, we're going to go record Sunday's full episode. We love you guys, and we'll see you next time.
And let me just say, if you are familiar, if you have been with us since Martinis and Murder, you probably heard of this Sunday's case.
That's true.
It's definitely a doozy, and you're definitely going to want to listen to this one because it's probably the one that sticks in my mind. Maybe the most.
Yeah, it's true.
So check it out on Sunday's episode.
See you next
Happy
time.
Happy Halloween!
Bye!
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.